Hey everybody, and welcome to the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dutt, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as always, your host for the show. Today we're going to take a look at ESET's latest and broadest bundle of security protection features as we take a deep dive into ESET Protect Complete with Keir Humble, Channel Sales Engineer for ESET Canada. We take a look at what all is included in the Protect Complete bundle, how it helps you keep your customers more safe, and who the target audiences are. And we'll also talk about how ESET is approaching plugging holes in today's IT infrastructure, and how its approach to management works for MSPs to build their offerings around. Of course, we'll talk about the partner benefits to the new features it brings to the party, like cloud sandboxing and Microsoft 365 protection, and how partners can make the case for Protect Complete with their customers. We'll also talk a little bit about the changing security landscape in the pandemic era and where partners can add value to the equation. It's a great conversation, so let's get right into it. My chat with ESET's Keir Humble. Keir, thanks so much for taking the time and joining us.
Really appreciate you inviting me to speak with you today. Thanks so much. It's great to be here.
My pleasure. And want to talk a little bit about ESET Protect Complete, the newest member of the family of bundles that you guys are offering. I guess maybe to kick it open, can you share a little bit about kind of the raison d'être for Protect Complete, how it's differentiated and kind of when it launched into the market?
Yeah, absolutely. ESET Protect Complete is ESET's new bundled offering that includes a comprehensive protection for Windows, Linux, macOS, Android, and cloud email collaboration and storage, and builds on ESET's advanced endpoint protection solutions. And these new bundles allow customers to deploy a multi-layered protection for their IT environments. What sets it apart from the competing products and the major differentiators are that the bundle includes both cloud sandboxing, which we call ESET Dynamic Threat Detection, or EDTD. This allows any unknown or suspicious files to be sent for detonation into our cloud data center and for further analysis, and provides a response back to the end user with usually within a couple of minutes, and lets them know what the status or disposition of that potential file was. And also, the bundle adds preventative protection for Microsoft 365 applications, which we call ESET Cloud Office Security, or ECOS. Mm-hmm. And this provides a combination of spam filtering, anti-malware scanning, and anti-phishing that helps protect organizations from disruption caused by email-based attacks and malware that is targeting Microsoft cloud technologies.
Obviously, the new flagship of the fleet, as it were. What are you guys hanging the hat on for this? You know, what do you see as kind of the big differentiators for Protect Complete in the market?
Well, you know, one of the things is that Protect Complete combines all of the technologies that you need to plug all of the different holes in today's modern IT infrastructure. You know, as the office perimeter and the network perimeter has been extended through VPNs and partner networks and extranets, and now with the pandemic, a lot of remote office users and remote workers. The ESET Protect Complete bundle provides a variety of technologies that help to protect these cloud applications and data sources against these types of attacks. You know, we're seeing a tremendous uptick in ransomware and phishing that has been targeting home and remote office workers during the pandemic. And, you know, the concern here is that this data is being attacked daily. Sometimes hundreds or even thousands of times a day, the attackers are knocking on the door of your SharePoint portals, of your Exchange infrastructure, and they're looking to try and get in and either compromise those systems or use those systems to pivot into even more critical systems within your organization.
What can you tell me about sort of the target customers and I guess sort of how it fits into the existing family of suites? This sounds like it's sort of a superset of what's been included in the bundles thus far. But yeah, what's sort of the target customer for Protect Complete?
Well, ESET Protect Complete is really suitable for customers of all sizes, whether it be a small, mid-sized customer, five seats and up, all the way to, you know, the large enterprise. What we're designing the system to do is to provide centralized management that the small and mid-sized businesses will benefit from, but also the central management and reporting that enterprise customers demand. So it's a very scalable solution. The ESET Protect console is available either as an on-premise console or can be offered in the cloud. It's very easy to use and configure without a lot of management overhead. And of course, for those customers who are very data-driven and require reporting metrics to satisfy IT auditors and governance, the ESET Protect console offers a wide variety of built-in reports that provide insight into the overall health of the system, as well as recent malware activity and the actions that were taken in response.
And that last bit may probably well informs informs this, but kind of what are some of the benefits? What are some of the strong aspects here for solution providers in terms of their ability to roll this out to their customers and to manage that experience on an ongoing basis, whether that's in the form of sort of a installing and maintenance type services or a more managed service type offering?
Well, I mean, that's the beauty of the bundle and the embracing of our partner ecosystem that ESET has done. We've designed the system to be able to be an on-premise solution for customers that wish to manage everything in-house. We've designed the solution to be offered as a cloud management platform for those that would like to leverage cloud technologies and reduce their data center spend. But just as important for those channel partners that have developed an MSP business, we can offer the solution through our MSP portal so that those resellers can pick the licenses that they need, assign them to their customers, and be billed monthly for that purchase. So it's a very flexible ecosystem that works for end users, enterprise customers, small and mid-sized business, as well as our MSP partners.
All right, brilliant. Obviously, the sort of the big new development here is the cloud sandboxing and the enhanced office security, and this is all very cloud centric stuff. Can you speak to kind of the prominence that the cloud has taken in security, especially in the pandemic world and in a time when here in Canada, the cloud side of the IT business has really exploded in a way that we've been waiting for it to do for quite some time.
That's a good point because there was a time when cloud was almost a forbidden word here in Canada, with data regulations being unclear about data custodianship and data residency. A lot of people had to, not embrace the cloud initially. That's changed over the last 5 years. There's been a tremendous uptick and upswell in customers that are demanding cloud applications. Organizations are relying on cloud technologies more and more. And as a result, this requires that businesses adapt their security posture accordingly by deploying technologies that are specifically designed to protect today's cloud-enabled organizations and applications. With the recent shift towards remote employees I was mentioning before and work from home employees during COVID, it's more important than ever to protect our cloud email, collaboration, and storage. During the pandemic, what we've seen is just a huge upswelling in COVID-related phishing and spam activity that's specifically targeting these remote employees and those who are most vulnerable during this difficult time. One of the things that we're seeing is supply side or supply chain attacks and ransomware attacks that are in the news. This extended network, which includes our partner extranets and the cloud applications, is now creating a new attack surface that the attackers can look to try to compromise. And we're seeing this every day with more and more attacks being announced in the news, particularly some of the supply chain attacks that have been very, very damaging. So, our solutions here are designed to try and address the needs of this changing workplace and the changing security posture that is sort of undergoing this transformation towards a more cloud-centric approach to IT computing. And we believe that the ESET Protect Complete bundle is going to be able to offer that level of protection for both on-premise and cloud security applications that's required.
All right. Can we've touched on kind of the new elements there with the cloud sandboxing and the enhanced security for Office and a few others, but can we maybe break those down a little bit more, especially from a partner's eye view in terms of what those new elements bring to the table and kind of how partners can use that to help bolster their customers' security stances?
You bring a great point. So, cloud sandboxing really does bolster your security posture. What we're seeing right now is that there's anywhere between 400 to 500,000 new variants of malware being detected by ESETS researchers and our honeypots and labs. And what's also happening too is there's been a change in the way that the malware authors are delivering their malware. They're now using polymorphism, or the ability for the malware to recompile itself upon each new infection. So the traditional, reactive security signatures are just not going to work with some of these new advanced threats. If every new piece of malware is a completely new variant, a static signature is not going to work. And that's why we need to employ additional technologies beyond signatures that include artificial intelligence and machine learning, as well as cloud sandboxing, to allow us to identify and uncover these new threats before they can execute in the environment. And so the cloud sandboxing approach allows us to do that. Anything that makes it all the way through to the endpoint antivirus, but still has some level of suspicion to it, can now be sent off for detonation in our cloud data center. And what happens there is the sandbox is going to emulate a Windows environment. It's going to allow the executable to run and decloak itself. And that's really the secret sauce that the malware authors have been using, is the ability to recompile and encrypt their droppers and recompile and encrypt their ransomware payloads, so that the traditional signature-based approach isn't going to work. So moving towards a behavior-based approach and moving towards sandboxing, as well as machine learning and artificial intelligence, that's the future of being able to detect new variants of ransomware and new variants of malware.
So essentially, rather than do you look like you're going to do what you say you're going to do, this is we're giving you a chance to do what you're going to do, and then we'll see if that matches what you say you're going to do.
Yeah, essentially that's what it is. It's a little bit like letting the bad guy walk up to the door, but getting him to take his mask off so you can see it. The cloud sandbox is going to allow post-execution observation. So what I mean by that is that the malware is now running in a controlled environment. We can see what it's doing. We can see what areas of the operating system it might be trying to interact with. And we can then, uncover the true nature of this previously unseen potential malware. And in many cases, what we're seeing is there's somewhere between 4 or 5,000 new variants of malware being detected by our cloud sandboxing platform today that would have gone unnoticed by many other traditional security solutions.
That's impactful.
It
Certainly
is,
is.
and it you know and it really provides a great value add to our partners as well, because now they have a great story to tell to their customers. They can provide the metrics that are meaningful, that let them know that these threats are real, and that they need to take action right now to protect against these new types of advanced threats.
All right, and that kind of leads nicely into, what makes this an ideal security solution at this point in time for businesses. And I think you describe of a variety of sizes, kind of the what makes this ideal for a number of different types of customers, and kind of that those things that partners look for in making the case to their customers.
As the needs of business evolve, as the need for enhanced security for cloud has become evident, ESET has had to adapt, and we've had to change our bundles appropriately. But also, we're getting feedback from our partner ecosystem, letting us know that, customers are looking to buy suites of products. Especially with the SMB marketplace, they don't have a lot of time to do evaluations of five or six different technologies. They don't have the manpower to be able to manage multiple complex consoles. They would have to hire several new headcount to be able to stand in front of five or six different consoles all day. And so, ESET's approach has been to bundle all of the technologies together into one suite, provide a common management layer to manage and interact with these technologies and provide the features and functionality that both SMB customers as well as enterprises are asking for in response to these new advanced threats that they're being presented with every day. And, you know, the feedback that we're hearing from our partner ecosystem has been tremendous. You know, both small business and large businesses love the broad protection that the ESET Protect Complete bundles provide. With protection for Windows desktops and servers, as well as Linux, Mac, and Android, small businesses can be assured that all of their systems are protected. Large businesses, on the other hand, they tend to be focused on central management, policy enforcement, and reporting. And, you know, the ESET Protect console offers either an on-premise or cloud offering and provides automated alerts and reports that can be scheduled and delivered directly to the appropriate teams, whether that be IT management, audit, governance, so that they can review the malware activity in the environment and adapt as required to any changes.
And also, this is all, as you touched on earlier, accessible accessible and manageable for MSP type partners. So for that smaller customer who doesn't have a lot of resources to go in this space, that it provides an easier way to kind of say, take care of this for me and send me the bill for the service. Thank you very much.
Yes, you know, we're seeing a big demand from our MSP partners. More and more customers that are in the small and mid-sized business are realizing that they just don't have the IT security staff and knowledge available to them, you know, in-house. Certainly, they could go out and hire some security administrators, and they can hire pen testers, and they can apply patches and what have you. But, you know, it's just a big burden to try and manage all of these things at once, especially as you're trying to grow your business and focus on keeping the lights on in the organization. And so the MSPs can step in and help take away some of that burden. So being able to manage the antivirus console on behalf of their customer, or if the customer is not interested in having the system managed by their MSP, but rather just the alerts or just the response. And so, you know, we're seeing some demand from customers who are looking for, you know, the alerts to be sent to their teams so that they can then respond to these threats in real time. So the MSPs are a big part of our partner ecosystem. And hopefully the ESET Protect bundles and our cloud offerings are going to be able to enable them to be very successful.
Brilliant. And we've kind of touched on the various bundles and how they interreact to each other and the kind of the feature set. Can you maybe walk us through kind of the hierarchy, as it were, the family of bundles that you're offering and sort of where they fit in and how they differentiate from each other?
Absolutely. So there are five ESET Protect bundles, starting with ESET Protect Entry, which provides both a cloud or on-premise console and includes our ESET Endpoint Security and ESET Endpoint Antivirus, as well as ESET File Security for Windows servers. So that's our entry-level bundle covering the Windows and Mac and Linux platforms. Mm-hmm. But then the next step up from that is ESET Protect Advanced. And what that adds is our cloud sandboxing, that's the ESET Dynamic Threat Defense, as well as our full disk encryption for both Windows and Mac. So that's the ESET full disk encryption, or EFDE. Further building on top of that is the ESET Protect Complete. So that's sort of like the premier or deluxe bundle, if you will. And what that's going to continue to add on, in addition to the other products we've already mentioned, is it's going to add protection for Microsoft Exchange mail security, as well as our ECOS or Cloud Office Security offering, which is providing protection for Office 365 bundles, including SharePoint Online, Exchange Online, as well as Microsoft OneDrive, and any of the Teams applications that might be built in your environment. And so it really does give you that complete overview and that complete protection that is required for today's modern IT infrastructure. You know, going up to the next level, there is an ESET Protect Enterprise Advance. But what we've done there is we've modified that bundle to remove the mail security and the cloud office security and instead then add in our EDR offering, which is the ESET Enterprise Inspector. Perhaps a topic that we can dive into deeper on another podcast with you. And then lastly, for those customers that just need basic management and email protection, we offer a bundle called ESET Protect Mail Plus. So it's a subset of the other bundles. And what it does is it gives you that centralized console in the cloud or on-premise, as well as the cloud sandboxing, and then Microsoft Exchange Mail Security integration. So it's focused on managing the mail platform and picking out the malware that's coming in through phishing and spam emails. So, you know, that allows us to target a bundle to the different customer needs. There are some customers who currently have some of these technologies already deployed from other vendors. Maybe they have an existing license agreement that doesn't expire for another 12 months. That means a customer could come in now as an entry level, and when their email protection solution's up for renewal, they can then migrate to the ESET Protect Complete. Or, for example, if a customer is moving from Exchange on-premise to Teams and to cloud office security platforms, then we can offer ESET Protect Complete, which then gives them that protection for the cloud office security in the Microsoft Exchange 365.
All right. Thanks for walking me through that. Top of mind, we've covered a lot of territory. That's kind of the questions that I had, the things I was curious about coming into it. Anything else that you want to add that partners need to know about ESET Protect Complete?
Absolutely. You know, ESET Protect Complete makes broad protection available for any size customer across their Windows, desktops, and servers, as well as their Linux, Mac, OS, and Android. Small businesses can be assured that all of their systems are protected with these bundles. The large businesses are going to get the reporting platform and policy management that they need. You know, what we're seeing is that we're getting some, you know, anecdotal evidence that there's been great success with both SMB and enterprise level customers that have moved to these bundles to leverage the cloud sandboxing and the cloud application security. It's been a real big game changer for them, and it's blocked some recent threats that would have otherwise ended up passing into the organization and potentially wreaking havoc had they not had these extra levels of security. And so, you know, we're seeing a tremendous amount of excitement around these bundles. And myself, being a sales engineer, I've been working very closely with my channel partners to make sure that they have the technical enablement and training that they need to be able to support these bundles and sell them successfully.
All right, brilliant. Well, we appreciate your taking a few minutes out of that busy schedule of getting your partners up to speed and ready to go and chatting with us.
I really appreciate the opportunity to work with you and look forward to our next chat.
There you have it. Everything you need to know about ESET Protect Complete with Kier Humble. I'd like to thank Kier for joining us for the podcast. Thank ESET for their continuing support of the site. And of course, thank you for listening. The ChannelBuzz.ca podcast will be back later this week, and we'll be keeping our eyes on security when we do come back, so keep an eye out for that. But between then and now, we'd invite you to make sure you're subscribed to the podcast in your favorite podcast app. Or, you know, if you've got 2, 3, 4, even 5 favorite podcast apps, heck, subscribe in all of them. Then you really won't miss anything. And if any of them allow you to rate or review the show, well, we'd love it if you would. Until next time, I'm Robert Dutt for ChannelBuzz.ca. Stay safe out there, and I'll see you around the channel.